Alrighty, welcome to part two of JoJo's AMA. I hope part one wasn't too boring for you, and thank you so much for tuning in to part two. We're going to start off with Myth of Bacon. Hi JoJo, I hope these are weird enough. Question one. I notice you posted kink charts 8 months apart from each other. There are some interesting changes. Could you talk us through the ones you think are the most significant and which ones surprise you the most? I'm actually kind of conflicted about kink charts because I find myself constantly changing or surprising myself with the things that I like and not like. And even like between posting that kink chart and now, which has been a month, I've found myself to sort of be more into FDOM that I wasn't at all when I was doing this kink chart. So it depends on the mood that you're in and also sort of the mood that you're in at that moment, I think. Because I feel like it's a really free-flowing thing. I like variety, so I'm constantly changing. Let's walk through the significant changes. I think overall, I'm a lot more polarized now than I was before. I have a lot of favorites now than I did before. And also I think there are less no's or less maybes. There are less likes, which is kind of surprising because I think I used to like the concept of things, but after 8 months of exploring my sexuality and learning about things, I think I'm a bit more clear on what I would possibly like. So what I used to put down as likes may no longer be likes, may just be maybes or okays. So yeah, I think that's the most significant thing about this whole kink chart. What is the most surprising change? Let's see. I think what would surprise me the most is, I think I do like sort of M sub more than I did before. And another thing is I've found myself to be more open about degradation, which is something that I never thought I would be ever open to. But I think given the right circumstances, the right people, and sort of the right stimulation, I think I'm slightly more into degradation now, or at least sort of name calling. So yeah, I think that's the most surprising change for me. Question two. If you were granted bending power, aka Avatar the Last Airbender or The Legend of Korra, but you could only choose between fender bending, gender bending, or air bending, which would you choose and why? Would you use your power responsibly? I don't really know what fender bending is or what air bending is. But I would love to have gender bending because I would love to have a cock. If you don't know, I have quite a strong penis envy. I would like a cock. Yeah. That is, yeah. Would I use my powers responsibly? Define responsibly, because I would love to just change my own gender. And if you asked me to change your gender, I probably would. If you asked me to change it back, I probably would as well. But I don't think I'm gonna walk around just randomly changing people's genders. I don't know if you'd consider that responsible or not. So, yeah. Question three. If a magical dick fairy offered to give you a cock for up to a week, would you take her up on that? You can wish it away at any point, but that ends the spell for you. You also get to choose the physical details of the cock. What would it be like? What sort of hijinks would you get up to with your magical dong? Okay. Yes, please. That's my first answer. Yes, I would very much like a cock because I want a cock. I even think like a week is a very short amount of time, so I don't think I would wish it away at any time, even given the choice to. I get to choose the physical details of the cock. I think I'd just sort of slightly larger than average, not a lot. What would it be like? I don't have a definition of a pretty cock, so I guess it'll just look normal. Probably a little bit veiny. Relatively equal size top and down, maybe with a slight curve upwards. I don't know. I don't really have that sort of ideal cock image in my head. What sort of hijinks would I get up to my magical don? First off, I would masturbate. I would hump things. I would probably want to hump things. Second off, I would probably buy a plane ticket and go visit Avalon because that ass is mine. And I'm going to take that ass. And I would very much want to experience fucking a vagina. Because that would be wonderful. There would be so many people that I would fuck. Given the dong. And given that I'm allowed to. Yeah. Question 4. What's the most surprising thing that ever made you horny but isn't really meant to be erotic or sexual? I think a lot of details about body parts that I didn't realize was sexual that sort of turned me on. I remember Skyping with this person. I used to have this playmate. And we weren't playing or anything. We were just talking. He had a t-shirt on. And it sort of showed, like, the dimple where sort of your two collarbones meet on your neck. I don't know what it's called. But that sort of surprised me that I liked that. Because I knew I liked sort of hands, sort of, yeah, well-groomed or almost... I guess some people might find them almost feminine, but I like good-looking hands and feet and arms and shoulders. So that sort of surprised me, but the other thing that I also found that I never realized was some people have that... Oh, by the way, these are all on sort of male bodies because... yeah. Okay, so some people have like this dimple where sort of your collarbone ends on your shoulder and then like your shoulder starts, and before that, that's like your sort of your neck muscle extended, like your back muscle, if that makes sense. Like, after that dimple, it's more like your arm. That dimple is a very, very sort of soothing sight to look at. And luckily, I actually stare at that mostly every day, pretty much, because a certain someone is always so shirtless, which I'm not complaining at all. But yeah, he has that, and it's very nice to look at. What else? There are a lot of things that make men extremely attractive, but I don't think I'd get horny. So yeah, but I do think a man with sort of a talent in music is extremely sexy. If you can sit down in front of a piano and jam something out, and it doesn't feel like you can only play a certain set of songs or music or things, that turns me on immensely. I just turn into a puddle. Like, if you could sit in front of a piano and just jam something out, you can do anything you want to me. I think that goes with guitars as well, but you have to be really good at guitars, because I know a lot of people are like, eh, with guitars. But I have found that people are more consistently better at piano than guitars. I don't know why. So yeah, question 5. What is the most ridiculous, confusing personal interaction you've ever had with a stranger? The most ridiculous, confusing personal interaction I've ever had with a stranger. I don't interact with strangers on a day-to-day basis because I go to uni and I just go to class and come home mostly. But I remember this once that's kind of confusing. I was dropping off my car at my mom's place, and I was going to take the bus back. When I was waiting for the bus at this bus stop, a guy started talking to me, and we were talking about his, and I don't know, like, he was, I guess he was, like, chatting me up. He was talking about, like, he just quit his job, he was really excited, like, he's going to start his new, like, startup company. He asked me what I was doing, all that fun stuff, blah, blah, blah. And then we got on the bus. We were actually taking the same bus. And there was one seat. So he sat down. And then it was sort of to the front of the bus. And so I just walked to the back of the bus, not thinking about anything. Because, you know, you're not supposed to stand in the front of the bus. I don't want to stand in the front of the bus. So I just stood in the back. And, like, I looked back, and I think, like, our eyes met once or twice, and he just had this really awkward, sort of confusing look going on, like, either he did something wrong, or I did something wrong, or something went extremely awkward. I don't know what happened, but yeah. And then a seat in front of him, which is actually facing him, freed up, and so I sat down. And throughout this whole bus ride, which was probably a 20-30 minute bus ride, he just, like, avoided eye contact, and it was just very silent throughout the bus ride. So it was kind of weird. I don't know what happened. But at the same time, I am extremely ignorant when it comes to these kind of cues and, like, normal things that people would consider, like, oh, they're talking you up, or things like that. I just don't get those cues. Which is really annoying, because people would just assume that I'm either ignoring it or I'm... Yeah. Like, most of the time people would just assume that I'm ignoring it. So that kind of sucks. But that's just how it is. Yeah, so that would probably be the most confusing personal interaction I've had with a stranger. Okay, next up we have definitely not bats. He says, "Hookie, here goes. I hereby challenge you to define what a normal question is without providing examples." I think a normal question to me is what people would normally ask when they want to find out about someone, like their experiences, what they're like. So compared, in contrast, does that count as like an example? I think that does. Okay. Well, I guess in a way that counts as an example, and in a way it doesn't. And his next question is actually, what gave you the right to define it? How dare you? You just gave me the right to define it because you asked me to. Next question. Would you prefer to stumble on 100 duck-sized human corpses, or a reanimated Hitler? Stumble upon. So I don't have to fight them. But a reanimated Hitler. Are you saying Hitler's corpse? Or like a Hitler reborn kind of situation? Because if it's a reborn Hitler, I think, actually, if it's a reborn Hitler with, like, normal human flesh and everything, I would choose Hitler over corpses, because corpses, ew. If it's, like, dead Hitler, then he's just gonna be a pile of bones. But he's a pile of moving bones. Which, on the other hand, the human corpses are just dead corpses. So if he's like this mummy zombie kind of dead Hitler, I would choose the human corpses, because at least they don't move. They're not alive. And thanks for that question. Now I have those images in my head. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. Next question. What is your quest? My quest in life? What do you mean by my quest? I don't know. What is my quest? My quest is to find happiness. Mahahaha. Next question. Why do you suck at Catan and Dominion so much? I actually suck at most games, because most people would, like, formulate a plan and then, like, think a few steps ahead. I don't. I just go with the flow and whatever I feel on the spot, which is a horrible way of playing games, but that's how I play games, actually. Next question. How much of your body and mind is composed of salt? Apparently not as much as you, but yeah. Actually, Alice and I, we have, like, a band name, not a band name, like a gang name, no, like a team name called Vanilla Salt, so that should tell you a lot. And then, next question, who's the real perfect human? I don't believe there is a real perfect human. I believe humans are sort of designed to be flawed, and yeah, I'm a Buddhist, so I do believe, like, the whole Buddhist philosophy of how we're here for the suffering, yada yada yada. I'm not gonna lecture you on Buddhism. You can look that up. Yeah. So there is no perfect human, because that way they won't be a human. Next question. Do you like CDs? D's nuts! No, actually. Sorry. I added D's nuts, but I know what he's trying to do. Yeah, because I know bats. Thank you, bats, for those questions. Next up, we have Ceiling Cat. Jojo, my love, I will come back and add more questions later, but there is one pressing question I must ask before I forget, and for the record, it was requested by many people that I, myself, ask this in exactly this way. How you get them big titters? with a cute little bear face. I have to thank my genetics, even though I didn't get the best of both ends. I did get a few really bad things from both ends, but these boobs are one of the good things that I inherited from my aunt. Yeah, my aunt, aka my dad's twin sister. Yeah. Yeah. And then she says, I shall come back for more. Love you, baby. Edit. More questions. Question one. Magical harp sounds. The blue fairy appears and tells you that since you have been a very good girl, she will make your futa dream come true. In brackets, and I'm totally fucking jealous. Now, time to put it to good use. However, only three people will be lucky enough to experience your awesome footiness before it vanishes. If those three people could be anyone in the world, who would they be? Oh my god. The first one would be Avalon, because I need to experience that ass. We have a theme here going on. I see that. The second person would be Chris Evans, because I can imagine pegging him would be extremely fun, and I know a lot of you would be very, very, very jealous if I could peg him. The third person. Who would I want to use my magical futa penis on? It needs to be a girl if my magical futa cock disappears afterwards. I'm gonna say, who do I want to? Who do I want to fuck? Basically, I need it to be a female. Anyone in the world. Who would I want to use my magical cock on? Eva Green. That's who. Yes, the actress Eva Green. Next question. Yay, finally! The APAC crew finally got together for a meetup. Where are we? And what is everyone wearing? Who arrives late and what should be their punishment? It's probably either going to be in Melbourne or somewhere in America, because apparently we all like to go to America. We all have someone there. Who would be late? I feel like Bats would be late. What would be the punishment? I don't think punishing him with alcohol would be a punishment for him. So, what would we punish him with? I'm really bad with coming up with these kind of stuff, but I feel like we're just going to have to, like, tie him up with, like, fluffy pink handcuffs and then strip him down to his underwear, and that would be his outfit for the night that we hang out. Yeah, he's just gonna walk around maybe LA or someplace or Melbourne with that outfit going on. Yeah, that'll be his punishment. Question three. Poof! Toffee suddenly appears wearing a fancy vest and a pocket watch. It seems he can talk now, too. He says he has something important to say to us concerning you. What would it be? Oh boy, I miss Toffee so much. For those of you who don't know, Toffee is my first pet that I have that is my own. He is a little male fluffy bunny. His name is Toffee because he has this sort of orangey fur that is really dense and really, really soft. And it has like a white sort of underlay, if that makes sense. Like the hairs close to his skin is like white, and then the tips are orange. So he has this amazing color. He is most definitely the softest bunny I have ever held. He is the softest one like the breeder has ever held. So yeah, he is the cutest little thing, and he will forever be my firstborn son. I love him to death, even though I don't have him with me, because he is living a very happy life on somewhere where he can have grass and freedom to move and all the female little ladies to hump on. Female bunnies to hump on. Yeah. What would he say to me? That he loves me very much and that he misses me? That is probably the first things that come to mind, because yeah, I still vividly remember the day that I had to let him go to like the breeder's place, how he held on to my chest and didn't want to let go. That, oh, that's heartbreaking. Oh God, why did you make me think of these things? Yeah. Anyways, next question. Finally, Jojo, you're an amazingly beautiful and sexy person with charm and cuteness radiating everywhere. What is your secret, and how much are you blushing right now? Oh my God. Alice! You stop, you. That's how much I'm blushing right now. Next up, from Cuddly Bear. Are Australian-Zealanders in fact worse than the Welsh? When it comes to sheep, I mean. Look, I don't know about Aussies, even though I've heard many, many stories about them, so I'm not going to say anything, but we are definitely the best when it comes to animal rights and loving care for animals, and not that way, in the world. I believe so. I can't speak for the Aussies, though. Mwahaha. Because New Zealand is far more superior. Next question. Do you secretly wish to be Welsh or Australian? Fuck no. No, just no. Well, the only reason I would wish to be Welsh is because I would be in Europe and not somewhere very, very far away from everything else. But no, I do not wish to be Welsh or Australian. Come on. Everything in Australia is trying to kill you. In New Zealand, we don't have anything like that. There are no large animals. There aren't, well, other than like sheep and cows and like domesticated ones and maybe deers. Like, nothing wants to hurt you. We don't have snakes. We don't have like poisonous bugs. The most poisonous thing is something that will give you like a big lump on your arm. I mean, on your hand. That is probably like the size of like maybe like 2 pennies, but that's about it. We have nothing. We don't need to fear for anything. Why would I ever want to be anything else other than a Kiwi? Next question. If you could have any one superpower, what would you get and why? I would want to be able to time travel at my will. So I can go, well, yeah, I can go back in time to like do things. I can go into the future and do things. I can come back. I can like go to look at like the stock market a week from now and then write those down and then come back and like buy things and like just get rich and buy lotto tickets and then like, you know, things. I can also like, yeah, find out if I'll end up with this person or that person, and if I'll this person is going to be my best friend, or everything, just everything. Anyways, next up. You're the queen of the world. What will be your first three laws you put into effect? Well, that's really interesting. What would be my first three laws that I put into effect? Let's see. Maternity and paternity leave for all. For like a year. Mandatory. what else? Stop the use of fossil fuel. These answers are really... I'm surprising myself with these answers. But, yeah, like, go with as much clean energy as possible. What's next? Why do I have knocking on the wall? I hope you guys can hear that, but if you do, I'm so sorry. What would be the next one? You're not allowed to, like, kill or hunt anything sort of endangered, I guess. I think that's about it. Yeah. Those are very boring answers. Oh my god. But, I'm surprising myself with those. Anyways. Next question. Who from GWA would you throw in your fungeon? Oh boy. Who would I throw into my fungeon? Avalon? I mean, that's a no-brainer. Other than that, Bourbon? Playful is definitely one. I just want to throw everyone in my fungeon and have fun, okay? I'm greedy, shut up. Next up, we have Ball or Truth. If you cook, what do you consider your specialty? I do cook. I eat mostly my own homemade food, but I am not a cook, if that makes sense. I cook for survival, not for, okay, I'm going to make this delicious thing tomorrow. Yeah. So I would consider my specialty probably Japanese curry, just because it's so easy, it's delicious, you know, you get to make a whole pot and eat for, like, days. yeah, sorry. why are spiders so fucking crazy big and scary where you are? Okay, look, I'm not from Australia. We don't have those scary big spiders. We have, like, the biggest spiders that we have are daddy long legs, and they're not that big and they're not scary. We don't have big scary spiders. No. No. Just no. I'm not Australian. Anyways, next question. If you were going to name your SO's genitalia after a Pokemon, what would it be? Oh, in brackets, please say Jigglypuff. Okay, Jigglypuff. Avalon. Your cock is now my Jigglypuff. Oh my god. next question. What do you think would happen if someone put Pop Rocks in their butt? Do you think they would feel it? Do you think you could hear it from the outside? What's your... I almost read two questions at once. I think they would feel it. I think it's going to be painful. Um, Would I don't think you'd be able to hear it though, from the outside. But if you put a large amount in there, you might hear them like slowly farting out, ew, 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 why? But yes, that is a very strange question. Thank you. What is your favorite ice cream? Oof. I'm kind of very specific with my ice creams. I like sort of a few very select brands of ice cream. Actually, on that note, I haven't had ice cream in, oh boy, 6 months, probably? Not because I don't want to, but because I'm not allowed. but yeah, my favorite ice cream would probably be triple chocolate from, what's the brand? Oh, Jesus Christ. It's, I don't know, it's one of the sort of gourmet chocolate places. Yeah. Not chocolate places, ice cream places. They also make amazing cheese. Let me go search for it. Oh, it's Capiti. There we go. As soon as I open Google, of course. Yes. Triple chocolate from Capiti ice cream. No, it's not Capiti. Fuck me. What was it? Sorry. It wasn't Capiti. It definitely wasn't Capiti. Was it Capiti? It was Capiti, wasn't it? Wait, let me Google Capiti. This is what happens when I don't do prep. Yes, it is Capiti, actually. Yes, Capiti, triple chocolate, and they're, I think it's strawberry and cream, are like my favorites. Next up we have, how very esoteric. He asks, why do you think Richie McCaw cheated so much? You wish he cheated. He's just too much of a legend for your brain to comprehend, because Aussies are just limited, because you guys will never be as good as All Blacks. Wallabies can cry all you want, but we are the best. Also, about that recent bugging scandal right before the match between Wallabies and All Blacks, what is that about? Next question. I need some scaffolding and bricklaying work done on the cheap. Can you bring yourself and your extended family over here? Fuck you, Tez. Fuck you. Next question. Why is Australia so much worse than New Zealand? Yes. You are right. Australia is worse. And I definitely didn't read that question wrong. There we go. Next. Oh boy. From ever distant Utopia. He says, oh geez, it's you. Who's your favorite character from Rick and Morty and why? My favorite character from Rick and Morty. There are so many sort of kind of one-off characters, or I think it would be Rick, because again, he is deep and complicated and I want to know more about him. You know, with the whole broken complex, it happens. And on top, he's a genius, but also an asshole, but also a genius. Yeah, I get fascinated when I meet someone that is deep and complicated and I can't see through them, and like I want to like figure them out, and they become my favorite. Next question. Tell me three physical things about yourself that you like. Oh boy, why do you have to do this to me? You know I hate myself. okay, physical things. Okay. Out of everything, I think that things that I relatively hate the least are my boobs, my face, and my nails. Yeah. Next one. Tell me three personality things about you that you like. Oh my god, Avalon. God damn it. God damn it. What do I hate the least about myself? That I will never stop trying to improve myself, to learn about things, and that I don't give up. Next thing would be I think that I always sort of let's see. I don't know. I try to, like, not have regrets. So, with that, it also means that I would like to be able to sleep at night. So, I don't want to do anything that I would regret later. And I guess that ties in with, I believe in karma. So, I, yeah. The next thing would probably be that, it's something that I like, and but also I hate about myself is that, I keep my problems to myself, which, you know, I know my friends hate that, but I don't see the point of, you know, telling people my problems or, you know, rant at them. That would, you know, give them a really bad mood and a negative sort of thing, and it doesn't actually help with me. Although I'm trying to get better at it. I've been learning to sort of seek help from friends and support when, even though I know they're not actually going to be able to do things that'll change whatever's happening. And I think it does help. Yeah. Next one. If you went back in time and had to change your username to something else, what would it be? Oh boy. Yeah. I would definitely change my username. JoJo Sexy is just such an obnoxious name. Like, it... Okay, when I came up with this name, it didn't actually... I didn't mean it to mean, like, my first name's JoJo and my last name's Sexy. What it actually was is... So my... Most of my online names that I gave myself was JoJo. And, so I have, like, different accounts that has, like, different words at the end of JoJo or at the beginning of JoJo or between JoJo. Like, this account, the beginning, like, when I made this account, it was for sexy things. So JoJo Sexy is actually JoJo's account for sexy things. Not that, oh, I'm sexy. No. So if I could change it to something else, what would I change it to? Oh boy, I have no idea. I'm not good at coming up with smart, witty things like you. So, I don't know. It'll probably be like, It'll probably be something stupid like JoJo Gone Wild. I know it's boring, but yeah, that would probably be what I'll change it to. Next one. Oh shit, I surprise visited you, hypothetically. For the next few questions, roleplay time. Oh Jesus Christ. When I saw that, I had such a panic. Yeah. Okay, first one. You take me along with you to do groceries because I surprise you by visiting and you didn't have any time to prepare. God damn it, Avalon. I excitedly point at a sign that says aubergines. You bring your palm to your face in embarrassment and continue to drag your pet American through the grocery store. Sorry. What are some other words for things that you show me that we don't use in America? Okay, so personally, I actually use a lot of American terms because I watch so much like American TV that, yeah. So for me, what's different are like, I call panties undies. It's actually really hard to come up with things, so give me a second. I'll go look. Okay, I am back. So I did a quick Googling. let's see. I think most of our terms are the same as sort of British terms. So things like biscuits or blokes. Or, Bob's your uncle. by the way, bonk. Yes, bonk is to, like, you know, have sex. boot, like the boot of your truck, like the car trunk. I didn't know that that was different. But yeah, brekkie for breakfast. We do a lot of brekkie, something-y sort of shorthands, I guess. Bum is your butt or rear end. What else? We have Boxing Day, which is the day after Christmas where everything goes on sale. Cotton buds are Q-tips. Corn flour, cornstarch, apparently. Like, a lot of things that we say that I didn't know people said differently, or maybe they don't actually say differently, they're just listed here. We say cheers a lot. So, cheers, mate. Cheers, mate, is how we say it. It just means, like, thank you, or goodbye, or good luck, or something, you know. So just it's just cheers. French fries we call chips. Crikey dick is, gosh, or wow. So what you call chips, we call crisps. A cuppa, like a cup of tea, cup of coffee, cup of Milo, cuz, so cousin, or just like, hey cuz, it's really just anyone, like, yeah, but, you know, a cousin, mostly. I can keep on going. But I'll try to find a few. Okay, so sweet as is cool or awesome. You know that we call ourselves Kiwis. What else? What you call flip-flops or thongs, we call jandals. And what we call thongs are G-strings. Like, the G-string-style underwear. So, yeah. What you call ketchup, we call tomato sauce. We say a lot of things like, yeah, nah, bro. Which is just, like, no. Yeah, nah. And you're all good. Which is just, it's alright. Thank you. What else? Pavlova is what you call meringue, I think? Like you have, like, whipped cream and fresh fruit on top of that. Yeah. What you call jelly, we call jello. Knackered, so tired, exhausted. I'm knackered. So, cuz is basically bro. Or dude. What you call the highway, we call the motorway. What you call, like, a sweater is a jersey or a jumper. What you call a comforter, we call duvet. I think I've told you about fajoas. What else? Corner stores, we call dairies. I think everybody? Like, convenience stores, basically, we call dairies. So, mate, our friends, obviously. A hard case is a funny person. Piss is alcohol. And there's also chur, which is basically chairs, but chur, bro. tramping, hiking, torch, flashlight. Not even, not true. Stop gawking at me, gawk, stare. Heaps, lots. Gumboots, so, you know, waterproof boots, rain boots. Hard out, bro. Which is just, yeah, totally agree. What else? Takeaways, fast food, that's normal, I think. I think that's togs. Yes, swimsuit. We called them togs. Munted, so broken or ruined. Batch for bachelor pad. Ta, thank you. A tiki tour is like a tour, like a journey or vacation with no destination in mind. You know, you can kind of do that in New Zealand. dodgy is just something that is sort of suspicious or unreliable. I think that's it. What else are there? I'm sorry, I'm taking way too long with these. Oh, chili bins. So, coolers? Like, cooling containers that you put in your car or things like that? I'm buggered. Buggered is just, you know, exhausted. As well. Kai is food, but it's like a Māori word, so we don't use it on a day-to-day basis, but sometimes. Yeah. Fuck. which is basically a short word for far out. We say a lot of sweet ass, all good, bro. yeah. I reckon, a lot of reckons. It's kind of like thinking. Do you think so? Or do you reckon? I reckon, I think. What else? A lot of these words I didn't know that, you know, other people don't actually use. Yeah, I think that's about it. Anyways, I better wrap this up and move on to the next question. I'm sorry, that took way too long. Next question. I got a reservation at a fancy spot, dinner spot. Hashtag best of New Zealand. This place seems like it's pretty legit, and he linked to a restaurant called Sid Art, located in, I think, Mount Eden? No, Three Lamps. Ponsonby. There we go. I'm dressed up in a shirt and tie. What are you wearing? I have three little black dresses that I sort of wear to sort of semi-formal occasions. That I'm probably just gonna whip out one of those and wear. So yeah, about knee length black dress, probably with a cardigan because it gets chilly at night. Would I be wearing heels? Probably not, because I can't walk far in heels. I suck at heels. So flats, a little black dress, a cardigan, a little pouch. I think that's what I'd be wearing. Next question. I'm paying. Oh shit, this place is so damn fancy that there are no prices on the menu. And he linked to the menu. And it's slightly awkward and a bit intimidating. That Oxtail scampi sounds looking tempting. Scampi sounds looking tempting? Honey? What? But I don't know what the fuck celeriac is. Celeriac? Celeriac? And I make a stupid joke about celery to lighten the atmosphere. Why are there no pictures on this menu? And what will you be having? So first off, it's a discovery menu sample. So I'm guessing I don't have to choose. We're just gonna have everything on this. But just looking at it, I'll probably have the scallops, just because I do like scallops. yeah. Oh, Avalon. Next question. Dinner was good, and it was actually a lot of fun to dress up all fancy. It turns out that we didn't need to be thinking about what we wanted. What we wanted from the menu, because it was a 7-course sampler meal. Whoops. We get back to your place, still all suited up. What now? Dress shirt sexy time? Pajama snuggles? Going back out for a night on the town? What's your ideal post-dinner surprise visit night? I mean, yeah, dress shirt sexy time is definitely happening, but we're already home. I kind of want to take you out to the beach, though, because I don't know. I've always liked going to the beach at night. It's really relaxing, looking at the moonlight and, you know, the waves and the wind and, ice cream or drinks, depending on you. Yeah, there's like a really nice ice cream joint on Mission Bay that's like right next to the ocean. So we'll probably grab some ice cream and then eat the ice cream while having a stroll on the beach. And then we'll come back and dress shirt sexy time. Because that would be fun. That, yeah. And then pajama snuggles can happen next morning.
You're not going anywhere. Okay, that's that. Oh wow, that is an hour. I still have, oh my god, so many questions. There will be a part three, I guess. Thank you for listening to part two. I am so sorry I took so long to answer these questions. I had absolutely no idea. I thought an hour would top it, but apparently not. And then I thought 2 hours would max it out, but no. If you're still here by this, oh my god, thank you so much for listening to me rambling. I am so very sorry. Hopefully you'll listen to part three. I will be eagerly waiting for you there. Bye for now.